In the gospel today, we hear Peter asking Jesus, "Lord, we have left everything to follow you. What will we receive in return?" We know that God is never going to be outdone in generosity. So whatever it is that we're going to let go of, he tells us it's going to be returned more than 100-fold. But we need to look at two things. First of all, our motive. We don't give something up in order to get 100-fold back. God will take care of that. He's going to repay. But if you look at it and go, "Huh, pretty good deal. If I give up this, I get 100 times more. Huh, that's more for me. What a deal." Wrong attitude. If we do that, we're not giving it up for the Lord, which means we're not going to get 100-fold back either, because we're doing it purely out of selfishness and not out of charity. And that becomes the second point, the charity with which we are giving things up. The reason why we need to give things up is usually because our selfishness is so much in the way and we're so attached to whatever it happens to be that it stands in the way of our spiritual life. It stands in the way of our relationship with God. We cannot grow when we've got road barriers in the way. So he's going to say, get rid of the barrier. Take down the roadblock. Get it out of the way. Well, that's hard, because we like our barriers. We like our roadblocks. We like whatever it is. So we hear in the gospel, homes and lands and spouses and children and so on, there are lots of things that God's going to ask us to give up. And we don't know what it's going to be. We just need to let him lead, and he will show us what's in the way. Sometimes it's our hobbies. Sometimes it's our collection of junk that we've got hanging on the wall that is so precious to us that we wall it off and we barricade it so that no one can get anywhere near it and they might touch it and scuff it or something, you know. God's going to say, get rid of it. You've made it into a false god. It needs to go. Sometimes it's going to be people who are not good for you. They're pulling you down and you're going to say, but these are my friends. The Lord's going to say, that's no friend, but you need to get rid of them. Sometimes it's people, sometimes it's things, sometimes it's our own ideas and concepts. This is what I want to do. What does God want me to do is the real question. So sometimes we become our own worst enemy because we're fighting against God. We are absolutely determined that this is what I have decided and therefore it's what I'm going to do. And sadly, we don't seem to care what God wants us to do. In fact, we'll even pray that way, because I've decided this is what's going to be the best. It's what you want, right, God? Yeah, I knew that. Thanks for telling me. Yeah, all we did was tell ourselves. We didn't really ask God if that was what he wanted us to do. We told him it was what he wanted us to do. It doesn't work. So we really need to look at these things and ask ourselves, what's in the way? What's in the way of my spiritual life? What's in the way of my union with God? And what really is most important? Because maybe that's even the greater question. We have loads of false gods in our lives. Whatever those attachments are, whatever those points of selfishness are, whatever those areas of sin are, whatever it might be, we've made them into a little false god. And sometimes, tragically, they become more important to us than God himself. And if God says, get rid of this thing, we're going to say no. I'll quit trying to get closer to you because I don't want to give up my stuff, because I need to be closer to my things. So what really is the priority in our lives? If God is the priority, prepare yourself. In fact, Scripture says that. Sirach is very clear. When you decide you're going to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials. Well, if you decide you're going to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for a lot of detachment. It is total freedom. It is such a blessing, but we sure don't see it that way initially. It's like, no, why would God want me to give this up? It's good. If it's good, it must be from God, right? Not necessarily. Remember, the devil will give you some good things to keep you from the best thing. And even good things can become anchors. Something that even helped you to progress at one point now might be holding you back. And he's going to say, get rid of it. And our argument is, but it has been so helpful for me. He's going to say, but it's not anymore. Let it go. So it's hard, but it's freedom. And so if we can look at it that way and see the good, it frees us up. We don't have to be a slave to this thing anymore. But now we have the freedom to love the Lord. That's what he's looking for. That's what he's going to ask of us. And if we are willing to do that out of love for him, then we have nothing to worry about. First of all, we gain the freedom here. Secondly, he's going to repay us more than 100-fold anyway. It's not what we're worried about at that point because we're doing it for love for him anyway, so we don't care about what we're going to get in return. But why would we want to drag all that junk into purgatory and have to deal with the detachment then? Deal with it now. Then you can get your 100-fold a whole lot quicker, because that's what eternal life is going to be, the fullness of everything. Let it go here, you get 100 times more there. You'll be completely filled. So just focus on loving God. Don't worry about anything else. He'll take care of it. He'll let you know what you need to give up. He'll let you know where you need to go and how you need to go there. Just keep your focus on him and strive to love him more.